Kwazwai muri eZimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chekutanga uhlelo lwakuqala lwalonyaka umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today mthakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome, mthakazo muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, konke, and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, it being the first show of 2020, I found it very important ukuthi we set the tempo for 2020. This, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. Well, I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tichitarisira mberi, tichiona kuti gore rino, umnyaka ka 2020, izinto zizabe zihamba njani. For abantu abasakhulayo, we're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle on your side hustles? We know Zimbabweans, we chidiki, ma hustle, I waku gona mno gona go hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lako njalo, ugumkuma live ekling, wen muno kwanisa unfonera live. +12026192077. Ngiyaphi njalo +12024650318 pa WhatsApp and then live kucingo abafisa ungifonela +12026192077. Mune Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio. Abasemakhaya listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, tripo pa 4930 pa 13860 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz ku shortwave. And on the internet, ubulembu bokuxhumana, ubulembu bokuzilibazisa, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, tripozhokarepa, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, pindai mchirongwa mundu dzo maonrenyu, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
@BigMike3, go Twitter njalo go Instagram, BIGMYKE3. Go twa. Linga kichimilinga le go Twitter la go Instagram lifisu lami nkona. Konapa, gukasi letu ele VOA Ndebele pa VOA Shona Tripo Jokare pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mchina mchirongwa, msakanga nui pa my Facebook page inu matatu. You can write your name and number in the comment section. Tchangechuku for live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Muhle, Mthokozo Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, the first program of 2020, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mungorera 2019. Vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put the mic, mina, umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi isomnotho somnotho, siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. And mamiro akaita upfumi wenyika, aiwa, arungwendirambira achienda kumawere. Saka, aiwa, ndati nasi mchirongwa ndiunzoma, community leaders wanita mabasa kasiyana siyana. Tins walked evil. Gorera 2019 wakaro wona usei. Uye zwe, pane vangu wakato tanga zhurongwa, zhinechi nangwa zhokusi mzira vechidiki. Ma communities akasiyana siyana, si kangiluguba lomnu mzana. Decent pachila, gutelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kick-started, and it's already started helping. So mfisugu zuti, as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth. Are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso, lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kickstarted a program that targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pachila and his mates decided to come together, and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative, and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pachila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Ayana Michelle Muma. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I did my O-level at Mkhatshi High School, where I managed to obtain 8 O-level courses. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my 2 A-level courses. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been both motivating and inspiring. Hence, I had a passion in nursing, and I love providing care, comfort, and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us, we could not apply. But it was because of this team, at the end, we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted, and I went all the way to Parirenyatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real date of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real date of the interviews. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I would use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Jogo. I'm from Plumcliff District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madlambuta High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I'd always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. Okay. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Paravenyata Hospital, and I also had. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGS that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the e-ness is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints. Since the website was so down and it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully, but they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Minister of Health and Child Care, talking to the HPR of the Minister of Health and Child Care. They've been there for us with everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free. And I'm really grateful.
Abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are, you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka 2019, bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi ise Harare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasatholi amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lo mnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakanyatso yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible ukuthi such programs can not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tichona ukuthi wechidiki, can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyezwa ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti, njani?
Ngiyabonga Mike, kwetha.
Hayi, ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila lati.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nami ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwehlelo.
So early on, Decent, I was playing a video lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
I think the first thing is that people, there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we went out to say. We need to show that there are people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, Decent, the year 2019, umnyaka 2019 seemed to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining, were saying, you know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxa yokuthi they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because ungananzelela ukuthi nga singabantu mhlaba lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza I tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, ama taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, you have taxes now coming in. Literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were so gone. Now, so with the tax angels, the way go away, you also have the issues of which our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people, because the unemployment continues to move on while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer in Zimbabwe. So, only our 2019, we will
soon go cool. And then I'll come back to you, Anget.
Okay.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe Mavakunzi wakuna va Decent Pajila. He was a young gentleman who decided aiwa ini nevango wangu vechidiki ngatibata ne ituono kutinga batsira sei vanhu vechidiki vanobva ku Maruwa kuna uko kuna na Matabeleland kuna na Midlands kune vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vasiri kuwanawo mikana encompassing kune zviri kuitika kuna na Harare na kuna na Bulawayo. Ngiyezo kuti ngilomlaleli ndirikunzwa kuti ndinomuteereri wangu wokutanga umlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo. Kola kola mtereri, nya kwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome, welcome, Nechirongwa Chedu. Who's on the line there?
Yeah, isu tutaone zvekuti kuZimbabwe zvakaoma singaiti.
Ari pari nhare mundiani ndari? Ndati ari pari nhare ndiani?
Tendai.
Oh, mukoma Tendai, zviri kufamba here?
Zviri kufamba kuseiko kuMr. Jonga yandiri.
Aiwa, ndiMike aripo taurawo. Mukoma Jonga wangu ari paredhio amboti zororei ndamboti ndipindewo semumwe wechidiki.
Okay.
Ndiri kunzwa kuti mamuchitovava kutiudza maonero enyu ibva imatiudza mukoma.
Kuchipingi izvo zvakatiomerawo kumana hai, ndobva kuchipingi, but kuchipingi zvakatiomerawo. Ndambobvakachiwa ndikaboenda kuHarare, hazvisi kuita kumana, ndomutsvaga kuti ndimire papi, hazvo zvakatiomera ife chidiki.
Gore ra2019 makarionawo sei mukoma Tendai?
Chi?
Ndati gore ra2019 makarionawo sei?
Gore ra2019 rakatirwadza zvisingaiti. Akatirwadza zvekuti hatione kutoona zvachose. Gore ra2019 ranga richirwadza munhu wese.
Mukona Tendai, chandiroda kunyatsonzwisisa vechidiki, especially tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe, vechidiki vane ruzivo rwakawanda ruzhinji pamusoro mukatarisa vavanoita nezvinaIT pasocial media. Vane mikana, vane hatingati talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvinonyatsodadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana, chii chinoita kuti vasabatane voonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa ndichii?
chinga tazimwe kuti apana vanhu vakuva toshada na mumwe vanhu vachidi kunge uyaitire zvakati kwete zvakani even makambani ese apana makambani yekushanda kana chichi kuitika tikada kutsvaga mabasa achikubva kuna mabasa ichida kuona basa unenge utoendeka mari kanaa uchinge uchizirikana nemukuru pakambani iyoyo inenge ichishanda yacho iyoyo saa apana kachatobasa kuti kutotsikirwa nevakuva kumusoro kwedu vanenge chitotsikirwa.
Aiwa takunzwa izvino gore ra 2020 nemaondo renyu zvinhu zvichachinja here vechidiki vachawanawo mukana wekuzvisimudzira?
Ine kutoona kwangu kuti zvichinjeka kunge tatombochinja kunge tiri kutungamirira tomboona kuti imbotsvatsvaga umwe mutungamiriri just uipo wakafanira wanga ango uipo kudhara angatoipuwa nguva tonani atinombosvika pakutambudzika zvapaa tasvika izvizvi.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, tendai tinozvitenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. All right, muri Zimbabwe, Mtswakazo Moshe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongsakulayo, yena, he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uti ubona ngani, umnyaka 2019. As I mentioned earlier on, just like abanye abasakhulayo that entered the program, mhlaka 31, right off 2019. Ngenxa yokuthi, hayi isimo somnotho ukuthiwa siyahlupha, imisebenzi ayitholakali. So ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi, Tendai, njengoba eningi labasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile ngempela, they're very, very intelligent, smart people, kungani bekafaka iy'ngqondo zabo within one melting pot, babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy, ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing, ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting, babona ukuthi kungaba lobudlelwano, can they uplift themselves? Yena uthi njengoba uhulumende, yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo, hayi lokhu kungahlupha. Asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachila yena uthini. Decent, ukhona ecingweni? Right, you heard what Umlaleli was saying. You yourself have already kickstarted this initiative that is somehow helping the youth. Is it possible, ukuthi, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started, Sazenza, with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland, can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, Nati, if we could have had resources, if we could have had energy, if we could have had more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazithi amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo abaphila duzane kwabo kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala, kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo nyawo kuthemba abanye kathi ke naxophisana labo abanawe tesi abancedisa. Omunye wakhona wasuke eVictoria Falls esiza kuma-interviews eHarare, wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha lapha kade nga-interviewa khona. Abanye basukele emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo. Singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olukusekelo sombuso olwe-devolution of power, kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba usitsho abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile, abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelisa ukuzenzela izinto. Uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo. Uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensida, alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgqeke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo njalo abantu benelisa ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona. Mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abatsha beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngempela engcono.
Othi ngikubamba umlomo one more time, Decent, ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo size ukuthi yena uthini ngodabulo khona egodweni. All right, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kunava Decent Bachila, yena he was commenting esithi pakaitika nyaya ye-devolution, maybe, just maybe, the youth are able to assist themselves. Now, asizweni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo, what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimchirongwa? Joining me is a community development practitioner. He has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende. Asizweni ukuthi yena uthini, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Bakajengo, ndinomgamchira mchirongwa, makade nyumkoma.
Makadi henyu atiriri tinotenda mukoma.
Aiwa, happy new year. Ndeke kutanga tichikuonai kagore rino.
tinotenda zvikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nhasi mugango. Tiri kukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tirikuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vazvisimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri vaka jengo, my first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they've said, ah, inini if it was up to them, ah, gorera 2019, vaitori bvisa mukalenda. Mungati inazvo izvo.
Okay, actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I am concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different spheres of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and pointing out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that have been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade Jim Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. So it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So actually 2019 was one of the progressive years as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe in the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vaka Jengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact that mamiriro eupfumi hwenyika ari kungoendera mberi achienda kumawere zvichingonzi zvichagadziriswa nanhasi zvinhu hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. Do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government, the blueprint, the TOP, Transitional Supplement Program, the TOP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the simple fact that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority is young people. Look, now the empowerment is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be on the forefront in as far as the realization of Vision 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people are at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased, meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vaka Jengo, again, kubate pamuromo ndinzoti muterere ari kuti, and then I'll head over to Decent so he can respond to you. Nyezo kuti nginomlaleli ndikunzwa kuti ndine mumwe muterere ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinokugamuchira muchirongwa. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, kola, zviri kufamba.
Yebo, ndinjani baba.
Hai siyaphila, ngubani okhonekta ngwena?
Awusaza Chuma.
Godite unjani baba?
Hai, ngiyaphila, ndinjani nani?
Hai, ngiyaphila. Happy New Year.
Hai, sisi ndeni kwenye yake mucha kumbeu njanda wako napo.
Hai, china siapila, at least we're happy kuti siapila.
Yeah, hai, kungono kwa sisi ndeni siapila fumula.
Ngempela. So, mnumzana chuma, aunge lumbono wapo, 2019, izi ntozi hambe kuhle na, ikakulukazi when we're speaking about, abantu abasakhula.
Hai, ya mkotu, mkuru kutetu niso, kagula ante kambe kuhle. Ntozi kambe kuhle. I was able to get a lot of people. Kuna bantu anabasuka jio huo fela kuhusi kuna ya mate Berlendi mwa Bybridge kuna ale mwa Midlands Pansidi awa ya nemi sikuti batone lelo kubale kutu wakula ya lezi mwa sasa zivazi mwoni mwa akula neke kakula ani awa zikuti ya kutu zima ukuruka kuruka zima abantu anabatele zima wangawe sana nisile kutu apeli mkokele zikona pere kama na mkokele mwusha nipo wata nisile bantu anakutu apeli ngawe na mkokele na mkokele pambili ela zisaka nisile kakula na posi za kone kuna kuhu zimi bantu anakutu kazi kukuti ayi 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 zile amyazi kutu mwaini kwa njani.
So Baba Chuma kuhlelo silomnumzana uDecent Bhatshila yena uBhatshila labanye abasakhulayo came about with the program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezijeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo if they set up in different areas eZimbabwe abatsha balakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi lapho ngaba ngancedisa kakhulu sibe bafike endaweni zonke zezilizwe. Hayi bona ngalo wazama sibe ukuthi kuba kuthuthukiswe. Ya kanti ngore bancedisile sibe abanye abantwana sibe babuya bazenza imali kuzenda eHarare. Hayi lapho kungawuthuthukisa sibe lokuzwayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi vele zintandani kakula muntu phela obakhangelayo ngoba uhulumende kalandaba lakho vele kakula. Siwayifakayo ebantwini ukuthi kuyuthi le ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi bangazama sibili kubona bayenza into enhle kakhulu kakhulu kakhulukazi.
Ulawo inamazwi okunikeza uBhatshila.
Hayi ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBhatshila ukuthi Bhatshila akuyenze sibi gwalisa indawo yonke sibili izwe lonke leli. Uzame sikuhlelo lokho hayi kukahle kakhulukazi nokuncede okwenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi uNkosi kubusise sibili. Uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola okungabanceda busanzela kusasa.
Hayi siyabonga Golide Danki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vasivasa chuma umwe womuteereri wedu anosimbo pinda panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki vari kuti aiwa nemaondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana neichimu ichiho chirongwa chakasetwa up naDecent Bhatshila nevamwe vechidiki if it's set up accordingly mune ma centers akasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokwanisawo kuzvisimudzira. Pinda muchirongwa mundudzo maondero enyu asizoni kuti yena uDecent uthini. Decent ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikona Mike.
Right, so you heard what uKajengwe had to say, you heard what umlaleli had to say, awubaphendule.
Yeah. Mina wakuqale ngakutsho especially on the side of what uKajengwe was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we have got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January.
but no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And we have people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovela, Jombe, Chundura, and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily. Now we have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good Robert.
Mm-hmm. Vaka Jengo, pin writings.
I tell my brother, let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Mm. Look, my brother, devolution is a reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the Kumatoputin province, are in the budget in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. So, if you look at, if we go back to, I have him and other colleagues trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways. I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like arts, you do agree with me that 80% of the arts are young, which means that you're supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, even the president met the young people under a program called the National Youth Conference Kanuma, where issues of economy were on the center stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in fact, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And we had a number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is already implementing this empowerment program. So now to say it's just it's something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Matabeleland for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is being experienced.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere. It's my country. Anyone who is from Victor, from Kumbura, Kato, Kadoata, Kajoko, Kazai, wherever we can mention those names, is Zimbabwe. So any Zimbabwean, he works free to work anyway because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that
is... There is no problem with working anywhere. There is no problem with working anywhere. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe? Why should you go and be interviewed elsewhere when there is devolution?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform to continue the discussion. Sizwe nukutu umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lukhona egudwini ndirikunzwa ndine mthereri khola mthereri ndine mgamtshira emtshirongwa ngubani okhona ecingweni khola hello
njani baba
ngiyaphila baba ngubani okhona ecingweni
speaking to Mr. Prince in Durban.
Prince eThekwini kunjani eDurban
kuyabheda lana baba
uthi kuyabheda awusitshela okuningi what's going on
akuri kurwaza andimuriona takazonge takurohwa muna 2019 umwe hakumanizvo zvacho
saka
hai zvakaoma zvindo zvamawa kuti zviendeke
mabata nyaya ye 2019 mukoma prince ibvai matoutiudzawo zvizhinji imi muri kuionawo segore rapfuura vechidiki vakabudirira here zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka here
Aiwa gorira pera zvozva zviri kunetsa. Hapana kana baba sina kana option asi tikonoto negore rinoti tapinda iri otherwise zvino zvino zviri kuratidza kuti zvakati siyanei zvishoma.
Siyanei sei?
Rapera iri rairwadza iri asi rinoiri gore rinoiri haa. Everyone is une hope yekuti zvinogona kuita.
Saka nemaonyo enyu vechidiki achazowanawo havo mukana wekuwana zvavanga vachichemera gore rapfuura.
Muno mugezeni kana kuti muno musouth africa ndine hope yekuti ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti tinoonawo zvishoma pane zvakati siyanei nezvelast year.
Ko kuzimbabwe?
Ha kuzimbabwe hakuna chinobuda.
Hinda.
Aiwa kuna kana 1 rand kuzimbabwe hapana kana hapana hapana kana tarisiwa tine.
Asi mukoma prince vechidiki kuzimbabwe nangwe ikoko kusouth africa vari zvizvarwa zvekuzimbabwe vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakatravhela nyika dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vese vanonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotadza kuti vechidiki vaisewo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsovatadzisa kudaro
munoona kungwara kwedu nekuti nekuzvazvi takadzidza ka sometimes mumwe wacho tinozviparira tega tinoona leader wedu wekutanga watatinaye vamugabe muchakapo wakatine vanhu chinhu chiunozi tingati ugodowe kana utsinye huya huya saka munhu unonge ari panext pangu handigoni kuti ndimusimudzire nemwoyo wose ndinongoti kana audobiriraka ndakutanga futi kute godo riyari handi munoona ndakutanga futi kute godo rekuti a munhu waudo ndidarika sei ndamuti aiti azamawo kuitawo bichana saka zvinhu zvinotidzose kumashure isusu handi munozvo
aiwa
tisimudzirani zvakanaka nemwoyo wese
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma prince kandai mazwenyu okupedzisira.
Aiwa ndinoda hangu kumhoresa vanhu vese vezimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanu pf yavo vachazobva
kwete kugadzirisa zvinhu.
Aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu.
Aiwa takudzwa mukoma prince tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti.
Aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu.
Alright, let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezo kuthi silo samke liso chuma samke unjani sisami
ngiright unjani
ha ngiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot
you know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why
uyangizwa na can you hear me now
yeah
okay what's here so let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back angithi ngenxa ukuthi inetwork ikhanya ngani yahlo.
Yes, you can do.
All right.
Yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, okay.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Samke, basically, namhla kuhlelo we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osandukudlula umnyaka ka-2019, and I'm looking to hear from you guys as community leaders ukuthi libona ngani kulo mnyaka abantu abasakhulayo. If you all put your expertise together, are you able to uplift each other? So umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe Samke, awusitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngalo mnyaka osandukudlula. What do you think? Did the youth experience enough? What did the youth go through? Let's start off there.
Sorry, what did I go through?
What did the youth go through? Abantu abasakhulayo.
I mean, it's the same thing every year, like unemployment. It's just the same, the rates are still high. People are jobless. So when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, they have a problem. It's still the same. We have no money. We can't do anything. We're frustrated. It's still the same story. It feels like we're saying the same song over and over again. And it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our child with a new dispensation, and we were hoping that things would be better. But to realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like, if you talk to different young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was tough.
Is there any hope ukuthi u-2020 will be any different if you're saying ukuthi ingoma has been the same over the years?
You know what? Like, I was talking to a friend, Rizolo, a 50, that she so frustrated because we have one of my problems that are happening and she can't help. And tonight, with a few young people were saying, with 2020, we're going to promote active citizenship, you know, which we participate instead of not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can we play? What solutions can we bring to the table? So I'm hoping that 2020, instead of waiting for the government to arrange anything, Tina, as individuals, what can we do? What can we do? What can we mobilize than that? Because I feel like with the government, there's no more hope. And we'll be nice ourselves if we're going to say they'll do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate and bring our own solution, partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, Samge, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing, Namsha, you talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Udisent Bajila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped abantu abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift abanye abantu abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
You know how, for me, I was challenged by Ufrin and Chaz. I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's been mobilizing, you know, getting different people, like I'm a doctor, to treat Abantu in different cities, like he's been doing it, Bulawayo, Binga, all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen, you know? Can I do something? And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are community, they're like, okay, I need to find like one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if we get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved a bit, not everything, but we would have done something. Because no one would tell us it is a Melela, the government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So it's either we do what we can and solve the problem that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to live this. So either we solve these problems, or we just wait for our death
day. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Tutanga Nava, Nicholas Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, Muchiripo Parnat. Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
Nice to hear from you. Vanhu vanenge vasina evidence yatinoti V11 umbowo chaiwo kuti hazvizi paground hausipasina kuti havafambi vanenge vakangotorera maredio nemugletingo havati pafield havati paground makaenda mufield mukaenda paground munozoona vamhu sefodya kuti empowerment kuti mapolisi edu ehurumende TSP vision 2030 iri paground nokuti mukatarisa right now vechidiki vakapinda maprograms akawanda ehurumende saana command agriculture right now vari paground vari pafield makatarisa nyaya dzemechanization nyaya dzeirrigation nyaya dzemodern farming uchaona kuti vechidiki vazhinji vari muirrigation vari mubohol drilling vari kuita zveict zvinosimudza upenyu hwavo makatarisa nyaya dzemining dziri patender stage teerai then top 50 yamakanzwa iyeye varimbi muchaona kuti vazhinji vacho vakapinda mutop 50 iyoyo vechidiki ende muchaona kuti vakavavhota kuti vanhu vavo vapinde patop 50 iyoyo vanga vakasangana vakuru nevadiki asi zvidudzira kuti vechidiki vari kufarirwa nemunhu wese zvinei nenyaya dzeedge dynamics kududzira kuti vechidiki ramangwana ravo kunyange razvino ravo ranhasi riri musafe hands mukatarisa kuti mayouth edu kunyange kunyaya dzedzidzo chaidzo vari kuwandirwa zvakanyanya vari kusimudzirwa so
zvinodzira kuti nyaya dzemayouth haisi nyaya yetheory inyaya iri paground. Mukatarisa mutungamiri wenyika chaiwo vakasangana nechidiki nyika yose kukadoma vakatisimbisa nyaya dzezvichero kuti vechidiki ngava vapuhwe masimba akanyanya munyaya dzemamaini. Right now iko zvino ravabarira vamhanya mayouth yedu vachiwana mapemiti vachiwana malicense yekuexporta vachiwana mvumo dzokuti vakwanise kuexpecterwa zvavo nenzira yakanaka nenzira iri pamutemo. Zvakare mukatarisa vechidiki varimo munyaya dzeinfrastructure nyaya dzekuchera kwezvibhorani nyaya dzekuchera kwemadhemu nyaya dzekugadzira kwemadhibha tine maprogramu akawanda ana youth build Zimbabwe maprogramu acho ane vechidiki nyika yose. So vanenge vachiona vari patv vagara mumadining dzimba dzavo mumatowns havana chavari kuona. Kuona zvakanaka zvinoitwa nevechidiki ndokunge uri pafield ndokunge uri paground. Vanhu ngavaende mumavillage kumaruwa vachinoona zvitwa nevechidiki nyika yose munyaya dzeagriculture munyaya dzemining munyaya dzetourism munyaya dzekuvaka. So vechidiki simba vakapiwa ine ndinonyanya kufara kuti mukatesa budget ra-2020 irori ndichaona kuti rikanyanya kutarisa nyaya dzemabasa job creation kuvanhu vechidiki. Naizvozvo kune vakateerera rikaindi kuti follow the river and you find the sea.
What this thing before I take umlaleli let me hear what umnumzana ubhathila has to say. Decent ngicela umphendule uyamuzwa uthi travel the nation you'll see the development. Uyasho njalo ukuthi ibudget ka-2020 kababa umthuli Ncube kuthiwa hayi yona ile njongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So let me hear what umnumzana uDecent Bhathila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Bhathila uthini?
Okay, first of all, if we were not traveling the nation, we're not going to mobilize young people from Plumtree to Slovenia, from Victoria Falls to Tate Bridge, to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the areas that we have been to. So it's not correct to say that we are not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops because once it is scarce, prices go up. So there is a challenge there if we can mention command agriculture. If you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mutare, it's the same. If he goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. If he goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege. And the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the same young people.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khola khola mthereri, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ngiba nokhona ecingweni ariphari narindiyani.
Ey, makadiko nkoma maiti.
Ah, bo, mkoma ariphari foni ndiyani.
Ey, murutaro wana nyasha zviti pa Kwekwe.
Ah, mkoma nyasha kukwekwe tu dzeiwo maondrenyu 2019 akafamba zvakanaka here?
Mukoma maiti hazvina kumira zvakanaka, mukoma maiti. Ah, 2019 anga chipisa.
Hanzi chikwa kana mukoma nyasha
mabasa sikuwanika mungava muzvikoro especially kwedu kumateshe institutions zvakanotombomira zvakanaka zvanga zvichirwadza mukoma maiki kuti utenge chipi nechipi chaungade kutenga zvinhu zvacho zviri kungokwira everyday saka hezi pachaiti
zvino mukoma nyasha ndikubvunzei muri kunzwa mukoma Kajengo aripo parunhare hanzi tenderai muone mukaona panyika pana kuZimbabwe hanzi vechidiki vari kuwanawo mikana yakasiyana siyana imi muri kuti vechidiki havana mabasa zvino vanhu voteererani
chii chiri kunyatsoitika?
Ee, zvavo vari kutaura vachiti mukana kuti ndofunga mukana iri kuwandira kune vamwe, isusu hatina mukana yatiri kungosangana nayo isusu. Kuedza nepatinogona napo vechidiki, asi hapana kana mukana yatiri kusangana nayo zvinhu zvakaoma izvi.
Nemaonero enyu zvichachinja here gore rino?
Nemaonero angu hopu ndoyatisina zvedu. Hopu hapasisina pamukoma mai.
Zvino mukoma Nyasha
tichiendiraimbe tingoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi tingoona kuti zvakangofanana zvangofanana nehembe yayemubhero neyakunge yakamboshandiswa. Hapana chambochinja pamukoma Mike, isusu hatisina kana hope manje echidiki vacho. Saka ndopamunozoona manje kozvino ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki takuta mabasa akasiyana siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu, neyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma, vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao, neyekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, vari kuedza kutsvaga kurarama.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Nyasha. Mabvunzo angu okupedzera kwamuri, tobva tapedza chirongwa, ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose, chiri kukutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumuwanawo mukana wekusimudzira chii?
Nyaya iripo ndekuti chokwadi chocho, isusu muZimbabwe very intelligent, zvinotozikanwa kana muAfrica yese, asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzapikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu. Vamiririri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichitarisa eji yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera, saka zvinzwisisa havakwanisi kutinzwisisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sezvidiki. Handiti maona manje.
Aiwa, takunzwa mukoma Nyasha, nguva ndiyadyana nani, ndiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, handiti
aiwa
tatini kuma Mike. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana Nyasha, asizwe nokuti usamge yena uthini. Samge liso ukhona ecingweni. Right, so you heard what umlaleli had to say, you heard what Decent had to say, kanye lo Necros. Ngicela ubaphendule bonke.
You know what? I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground. When I work with young people, and I'm also a young person, there's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing. They can talk about Command Agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know what right now in Zimbabwe, the economy has, like, see contracted to, I think, less than 7% or something, and we let out. And I was reading a survey, the AUN, and they were saying, 5.5 million in rural areas, that's a very cloud. So when they say Command Agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think it's 2.2 million in urban areas, peri-urban areas, so suffer from a drought. So when they talk about the success of Command Agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground we don't see it. Now they're pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government, in their heads, or whatever, they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door and they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have, that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of Zimbabweans, they'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I will not have gloves, there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these tokens that they have are working out, what is he talking about? I don't agree. And there's no hope. You know, it's so sad, you see, Lani's, as a person who believes in encouraging others, I mean, I'm asking myself, what can I really say to a young Zimbabwean right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future is really, we can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with what you said. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking
All right, Samge.
Their own initiative.
Unfortunately, time has run out. So thank you so much. Decent Pachila ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. I'd love to give you all your an opportunity to wrap it up. Kodwa isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Mure Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tachinaba Nicholas Kajengo, community development practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Besilo Mnumzana Udecent Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Besilo Samgeli Sochuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndirotenda zvikuru kune muteereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tanki ngabona wonke umuntu ogenera yokuhlelo. Igama lami ngumaigove. Bye bye.